said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank Acting Mayor Kavala Johnson for joining us. Sandy Williams is still here. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
David from Requon's giving us a call.
All right, Dave, what's going on?
Actually, before Dave talks, I wanted to I wanted to apologize to Dave for the phone call we had last week. I listened to it, and you know, I decided I didn't pay you a fair due in terms of giving you a chance to talk and maybe the way I handled the call. So just a quick apology. I think everyone is due their opinion and their opportunity to express it.
Well, Sandy, I accept your apology, and listen, I understand, it can get very contentious at times. I'm very, obviously, I have different opinions from you on certain issues, and, I understand where it's coming from, and I do appreciate that, and thank you.
Well, the other part of this is, unlike any other radio station anywhere, we give opportunities for give and take. The caller doesn't get 2 minutes and then Sam cuts them off. You know, allow conversation.
And just so you know, I mean, obviously I've had my off-air conversations where you've gotten very heated.
What's the call for today?
I don't know if, and I, unfortunately, so I was listening to you in the car this morning. I heard you talking about the attorney, Mr. Spencer, and I heard you talking about there was no charges, filed with the health department with the water crisis. And I'm not sure, I don't know what Kavala Johnson said in the beginning of the conversation to you, but yesterday on Channel 12, Kent Wainscott asked Kavala Johnson directly about that issue, which you brought up this morning about with the health department. And his question was simply, is this justice for those children and their families? And then he responded by saying, listen, we got a responsibility to make sure those kids and kids in the future who might have similar incidents don't encounter what they did before, which is basically kind of saying, he agrees with what John Chisholm did. And I don't understand that because, there was definitely, to your point, Earl, there was lots of kids that are affected with that.
But it wasn't just John Chisholm didn't unilaterally make the decision. The federal, this situation was the federal inquiry into it said no charges.
Well, it's a shame because really it's not holding, Devin Baker responsible. And I realize he resigned. But again, it seems like there's going to be no accountability whatsoever.
Well, it wasn't just Bevin Baker. There was a whole litany. The whole health department basically resigned.
Right. Well, I just point out because he was ahead of the department at that time. That's why I just brought his name in the conversation. But as far as that is concerned, that's a concern to me because again, if the city's going to move forward, it has to be a little bit more diligent about, this is not acceptable. And then the second thing is, and I don't know if this was brought up in the conversation earlier, and I listened to the debate between Bob Donovan and Kavala Johnson, and they were talking about, extending the streetcar where the feds would, I guess it would be applying for a huge grant. I think it was like a $380 million expansion, of which the city of Milwaukee would be responsible for 20%. So that's roughly, I think, like $67 million or so, plus operating costs. And my question would be, why are we going ahead with that when the city faces so many other critical issues that need to be addressed before? I'll be honest, my dad takes the streetcar all the time. He said there's maybe like five people on there on any given day.
So Dave, let me do this because I'll go to Sandy and ask him his opinion. But I don't see how once you started the streetcar project that you just, you know,
You don't have to accept. The thing is, we're going to be putting, I think, more good money after bad, basically.
Okay, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you, Sandy. You want to respond to this continuing?
Well, in a way, everything we're talking about is related to itself. The problem, one of the problems with dealing with the lead pipe problems was a revenue problem. Some of these things like lead pipes, you know, lead was everywhere at one point. It was in paint. We used to buy ethyl gasoline. Ethyl was actually a lead treatment to gasoline, so they wouldn't knock. There was lead everywhere in the environment based on what was coming out of automobiles. I think ethyl gas was like something like 80% of the gasoline sold for a period of about 50 years. And we had lead in paint. We had lead in the pipes. The pipes were made out of lead. That was the standard process for a long period of time. And so old cities, old established cities all over the country had this problem with lead pipes. In order to repair lead pipes, you have to have a revenue source to pay for it. And typically, services to households were charged to the households themselves. So the fixing of the lead pipe, as it would be carried out in the normal fashion of things, would be a charge back to the city, to the household that was serviced by that particular lead main, or at least their proportionate share of it. Well, we come from a city that is very short on revenue and has an inability to raise capital very quickly at all. So one of the problems with solving the lead problem was, where do we get the money from? And the federal money was slow in coming in that regard. There are lots of environmental problems that start out innocently. PCBs, TCE, they used to use it for cleaning fluid. They used to use it for taking the caffeine out of coffee. So we have a revenue problem in the city. Part of that had to do with how vibrant the city was. One of the problems with the vibrancy of the city was we tore out the streetcar system in the 1950s. We had a very vibrant city of Milwaukee with a streetcar system, and people, commercial places were created by it, and the vibrancy of downtown, it was the center of action because of the streetcar. Everything went downtown by streetcar. We took it out, we sprawled, suburbs took over a great deal of the revenue base in the Milwaukee metro area, depriving the city of it. Should we rebuild a streetcar system and try and regain some of that vibrancy? Well, we're going to have to take some risks as the city of Milwaukee to figure out how we get back all of our swagger that we used to have. And it could well be that a viable streetcar system could be a significant portion of that. Other cities have found it to be the case. Some cities, the streetcar systems have thrived. Some, they haven't necessarily thrived, but they've definitely contributed to the vibrancy of downtown. So that's my answer, basically, that we've got to do some things to help downtown, and it can't be strictly a dollar and cents analysis. If we fix the pension problem of the city and we don't fix anything else, we haven't gone forward. We haven't even treaded water. We've gone backwards because there's many other things we need to do to get Milwaukee up running well.
You know, Sandy, you touched on so many different things that people don't see. They see problems, but the solutions aren't as easy. You know, people can point out problems, but very few and very seldom can they point out solutions to the problems. As you stated, one of the major problems is the lack of resources. You know, we talked about that with the acting mayor, Cavalier Johnson, the fact that we have a state legislature that won't allow the city to raise resources that are so critically needed to address the pension issues, Sandy. Right. For heaven's sakes, to address all the other things that we're talking about. Other cities, they can raise those resources. The real question is, why is it that in the state of Wisconsin, they won't allow that?
Yeah, it's like the state legislature to the rescue to keep put a cap on property taxes and not to provide any other revenue source for the municipalities. Municipalities are creatures of the state legislature. They only have the powers granted them by the state, and at least the taxing powers granted by the state. So, you know, in many respects, the Wisconsin state legislature has strangled metropolitan area cities like Milwaukee, strangled them of revenue, and given them, left them with many problems and without any of the tools needed to solve those problems. And then they stand back and point their finger at the city as if the city is the cause of the problems that they don't have the haven't given the cities the resources to fix.
You know, Sandy, it is always easy to say, well, the reason that Milwaukee is in the condition it's in is because it's had Democratic mayors for all of these years. And that's the, you've heard that retort, that, you know, if there were Republican mayors, somehow look at the Republican mayors across the nation and look at what they've been able to do. But that's not the answer. You know, if there's a Republican mayor and he doesn't get support from the state, he'll be experiencing the exact same thing that the Democratic mayors are dealing with. And it almost appears to me, Sandy, that we have a legislature that doesn't want Milwaukee to succeed. And I've never been able to figure that out.
Well, maybe we haven't had any Republican mayors because no one of substance and capability from the Republican Party has run for mayor that has attracted public attention and the public has decided that's the person they need to elect. That's kind of a gaslighting process. I think that's what the psychiatrists now call that process of blaming the victim. It's not because we have Democratic mayors. It's not because we haven't had efforts at solving the problems. It's really because the resources to solve the problem aren't available, and the problems become insoluble if all you have is problems and no pathway to solutions.
You know, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.